you've got planned. Carry your cup in your hand. Look around.
Hey everybody, this is Mike.
This is Sean.
This is Matt, and you're listening to the very holiday festivus winter episode of ours during the month of December. Of Ranks for Nothing. We're going to do a little...
It's a long-ass intro.
Yeah, Jesus.
A lot of
titles.
Trying
to ham it up a little bit. Trying to make us sound cooler than we are.
Can we call this episode Snow Jobs?
Snow jobs for everybody.
Hey, a snow job is better than no job. Remember that.
It's true. It's still a job.
Still a job. Still working. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
We'll be ranking this week, Mike.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out what the hell else we could do because we did Christmas movies and then we did the road trip movies that were kind of holiday-y.
So we're running out of ideas already.
Yeah, we're trying to think of other wintery things. So we're running out of ideas. Let's just do winter-based movies. So
going real bare bones.
Yeah, movies that took place in winter.
Real vague.
Preferably if they feature snow, that's a high point. But they don't necessarily have to. Yeah, they don't necessarily have to, but it's definitely a selling point. So we're gonna do winter movies and snow movies, snow jobs, you know, and
snow jobbies.
Snow jobbers. This week, the order is going to be myself first, Sean second, Matt third, and then backing around again, Matt, Sean, Mike, Mike, Sean, Matt. So, I got to get my list up because I...
Oh, fucking Christ.
Did it lower.
Oh, right,
I'm
man.
I'm going to go first pick, number one.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
This is tough. I wasn't expecting to get first pick, so I'm going to get... Fuck it. I'm going Fargo.
Oh, right, goddamn.
Just because I don't pick again until number six, and
I fucking love
that
movie.
Survive till then.
Meh.
The other ones might not either, but at least I'll go out with that one.
I might have picked
Fargo's fucking great.
I love Fargo.
Never cared for Fargo.
Really?
What?
Dude,
you can have it.
It's good. It's good.
Don't you know? It's
I dude. I didn't. You know? I didn't see. I didn't see that movie until like maybe a year and a half ago.
Oh man.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's really good. Like when the series,
yeah, awesome movie.
Or maybe 2 years when that series started. That's when I saw the movie.
I want to see that. I've heard that show is really good.
I've heard that show's good, too.
I saw the first season, or most of the first season. It was pretty good. I just kind of just like stopped watching it. I don't know why.
I've heard the second season's like even better.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So.
Yeah. This is Joel and Ethan Coen, Coen Brothers movie. Fucking great movie. Takes place in Minnesota. Murder mystery type of deal. Maybe not even mystery, just a murder movie, basically.
Yeah. I'd say it's a
mystery. There's a little bit of... Yeah, there's a little bit of mystery
in there.
Yeah,
the cops trying to figure it out along
the
way.
Who did it, yeah.
You got fucking William H. Macy and what the hell's the girl's name? Fucking Frances McDormand.
The cop?
Yeah.
Man, I want to see that Three Billboards movie. I heard she's really good in that.
Oh, really? I like her. She's a good actress.
Yeah.
Most things that I see her in, she's usually fairly fucking good in it.
It's getting some Oscar buzz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crazy. I think she's married to one of the Coens.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah, either Joel or Ethan, one of them.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was. I don't know if she still is, but she was at one time. Yeah, maybe both. Maybe they got a little fucking big love thing going on.
Yeah.
Some polygamy.
Fucking reverse style.
Lucky
women,
girl.
One woman, many men.
Very cool.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi's in it. There's the whole fucking wood chipper scene. That's fucking classic.
Oh, that is shit. It's pretty brutal.
That's good.
That's like the best part.
Yeah, it's fucking good. But yeah, it's a great movie. It's fun. It's one of those movies where it's like it's kind of like a dark comedy, and all the comedy hits like in the right spots. You know what I mean? It's like it's just funny enough to keep you entertained. But then like the story is really good too. Like just all the characters. I think that's what the Coens do best is like their character building is just like they make these really interesting, weird characters that are fun to watch for an hour and a half. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it takes place in fucking Minnesota in the winter, and there's snow everywhere, and it kind of plays a part in the movie, too. Like, it affects some things, and, you know, it does stuff here and there.
Yeah, aren't they always, like, complaining about it and shit in the movie?
Yeah, there's always something going on
it's
with
snow. It's fucking freezing there. I would.
So, yeah. Same thing. So, that's another reason why I kind of wanted to choose it first, is, like, it actually plays a part in the movie, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It has an effect on the characters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's not just a scenery. Oh, yeah. Don't you know? You betcha. Oh, shit. So, there you go. Number one, Fargo.
Damn.
If you haven't seen fucking Fargo, you should. I think it's on Amazon Prime right now, so you can
fucking
watch
Fargo.
It.
Yeah.
Fucking or Fargo. Or not. Or if you're...
movie sucks.
Or be a Debbie Downer like
or go
Matt.
Fuck yourself.
I'd rather go fuck myself. that's all right. I just haven't seen it in a long time. I think I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it when it first came out, then I think I saw it again.
Oh, watch it recently. Yeah, you should watch it.
Maybe like... Fuck, it's probably been like at least 10 years since I've seen it.
Oh, watch it again.
I probably saw it.
It's real.
It's probably like 2007-ish.
It holds up.
Yeah, it does hold up. Mm-hmm. I remember watching it in the 90s, like when it came out. It was probably on video. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I never saw it until then. Yeah.
Probably like 98-ish, 99.
Yeah, I think I was too young to watch it. Like, I didn't really understand what the fuck was going on.
I think I probably watched it. It was probably like 16 or so when I first saw it. 17, maybe. And I enjoyed it. But definitely watching it as like a more grown-up adult, it's definitely... It holds up really well.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I've seen this movie like 3 times at least, maybe. Hmm. I've probably watched it like every 5 years since then. So like early, mid 2000s, and then probably about a couple years ago, I watched it again. So it's good.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Number one, Fargo. Who's up next? Sean, you're up.
What's I'm
you
up
Sean?
Next.
Boy.
Ooh, man. Oh, I got,
what's
I,
it gonna
I feel like
be?
One of my, yeah, I feel
Bikini
like one
babes.
Of my movies.
Bikini Babes 3.
I feel like my first pick, either Matt's going to pick it or my second pick, Mike might pick it.
Yeah. Uh-oh. There was a couple where I was like, this is not going to survive. But.
Shit.
Which one's it going to be?
Fuck. I'm just going to go without cold.
Damn it.
Oh,
that was the one.
That was the one. I bet. That's such that's a good movie. I just watched that like a week ago at work. It was great.
Oh, that's good. That was the.
I would have picked that one.
That was the first.
That would have definitely been a.
Yeah, this is the one. This is the one I thought Matt would pick.
Yeah, that was definitely my number two choice. Mm-hmm. That was the first DVD I ever bought. It was Out Cold.
Really? That's awesome. Hilarious.
I watched it like all the goddamn time. This is the only one I had.
That's sweet. Yeah, it's such a good movie. Goddamn.
Introduction to Zach Galifianakis.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Show.
Pretty much. Yeah. There's a lot of like random like side characters in it, like fucking what's his name for Reno 911, Lieutenant Dangle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He's like the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dude from Mallrats, obviously. Whatever his fucking name is.
Jason
Lee. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And fucking David Koechner's in it. He's always good for a laugh.
Is he like the retard?
Is he like, the maintenance guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy with the mustache, the bald guy with the mustache.
Drinking rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. Okay. Okay. I was thinking of the previous the previous owner of the town, the little nerdy
owner. Yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that guy is fucking hilarious, too. it's a good movie. That's a great movie.
It is. It's a funny movie.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's good. Mm. It's good.
I think I've only seen that movie like once.
Dude,
like,
really?
I've probably seen parts of it. Like, I know I've seen it once for sure, and then I probably just caught parts of it here and there.
It's such a good movie.
God. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I just haven't seen it in a while either, so
you
I don't have too much
again.
To say. But other... Yeah, but I remember watching it and it being funny. Like,
yeah.
It's not like it's a terrible movie.
It wasn't the greatest comedy, but it was like, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
like your
cheesy.
Classic fucking like ski resort movie,
yep.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like someone's taking over the new resort and you got to deal with the new guy and just bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Changes are going to be made, like that type of thing.
Yeah. They're fucking selling out, man.
Yeah. This fucking tank, though, their budget was around $24 million, and its gross was $13
million. God damn. I didn't think that movie took that much to make.
I was just thinking
I was thinking
thing.
That, too.
What the fuck?
I was like, why did it cost that much money to make?
Yeah,
I thought it would be the other way around.
Yeah, no
right?
shit. That's funny.
That's crazy.
Usually comedies and like horror movies usually make money because they're so low budget.
Yeah, because they're so cheap.
Yeah.
But not when it costs $24 million. Jesus Christ.
They fucking rent out that ski resort
for
real?
Rent out that whole fucking mountain for a year or what?
They fucking make their own snow?
Yeah. They might have.
What, they fucking make their own snow over here? What the fuck is
what, what the fuck is going on? Eh? Fucking filming this in Mexico, making your own snow?
Good movie,
fucking
though.
Out cold.
Good one.
Well, that one's out the door.
God damn it.
Also, a little hint about that movie. It's fucking... Well, maybe I'll mention it later because it's my honor mention, but I'll talk about it later. There's a little, like, play on from an old movie to that movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'll mention
it.
Fuck up.
I'll mention it. I'll mention it.
Oh, you will?
You will?
I will.
You fucking better.
Oh, okay.
I'm counting on it.
Ooh. All right, Matt. You're up then. You got two in a row.
All right. Fuck. One's out the door. So I'm going I'd still get my number one choice, which is the goddamn 93 Sylvester Stallone classic, Cliffhanger.
Oh man, I did not even think about that movie. Fuck.
That fucking opening scene alone is fucking
God
amazing.
Damn it, that movie's great.
That was going to be my number three.
That shit was a real life cliffhanger, man. That was fucking.
Really? Hmm.
My fucking ass is on the edge of the seat when I saw that shit for the first time.
Fucking ass is on the edge of the seat.
Just about ass to elbows.
Woo-wee.
Some good stuff there.
That is a fucking solid movie, though.
Yeah, that's a classic really like 90s action movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fucking I've mentioned John this Lithgow before.
The villain. He was a piece of shit.
Dude, I've mentioned this before.
I never liked John Lithgow.
No. Yeah, he's kind of a fucking dweeb.
I think that's why I even liked him. I even liked him just more as a bad guy because I hated him in general.
Yeah, he's just a fucking old dweeb. Yeah. He is good in Orange County, though. I will give him that.
Yeah, he's not terrible. I just generally don't like him.
Yeah. Like, I fucking hate Third Rock from the Sun. That shit fucking annoys me.
Yeah, I don't like that show.
Really?
Either.
I like that. That was a good show.
Nah.
Yeah, you would like that show.
Yeah, I would like that.
Pussies.
Whatever that means. fucking Merle's in it. Fucking Michael Rooker. He's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot. Yeah. He's got a little bit more hair in this movie.
Yep. That was back in the Days of Thunder's time.
Dude, second movie, fucking another link to Mallrats. He was in Mallrats.
Oh, that's right.
He's the bald guy with the chocolate covered pretzels.
Fucking asshole.
He eats chocolate covered pretzels.
That would be a fun list to do. Like, we could just do like a 6 degrees of separation thing. Like,
every
movie has at least
like
one dude.
We start
from
with
the previous
one movie, and they were like, this movie, like movies related to the guys that were in Mallrats.
That's a good idea.
We could probably do that.
We probably could.
Do it on the fly, too.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be cool. We should do that one of these days, anyways. Like, just do an on the fly fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm down for that shit.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Little story about Cliffhanger. I've mentioned this before. So there's a documentary, like a rock climbing documentary about the fucking dudes in like Yosemite and the story of Cliffhanger where the fucking plane drops a ton of fucking like money or something on top of a mountain. Uh-huh. A drug plane crashed in Yosemite and I think it was in the winter and like pounds and hundreds of hundreds of pounds of weed got buried up there. And like, rock climbers climbed to the top of, it was like El Capitan or something, and they found all these fucking drugs of fucking weed. Or like bags
that's
of
crazy.
Drugs.
Damn, that's cool.
And they based Cliffhanger on that.
I want some.
Yeah.
Dang, that's cool.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty cool.
Sign me up.
Yeah. It's a bunch of fucking rock climbing hippies, so of course they just fucking like took it and sold it. And
yeah,
like,
that's all rock climbers are.
They got nothing else to do.
They made a ton of
rock
fucking
climbers
money.
Climbers are either burnouts or fucking naturalists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, they're all hippies.
Fucking Greenpeace-loving motherfuckers.
Rock-hugging hippies.
Oh, man. That's a great movie, though. Like,
yeah. It is
I feel
a good
like
movie.
That's a cool movie.
It is a
because,
good movie.
Because, like, the danger in it is, like, very real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, they're up on these fucking high mountains. Yeah, of course you can fall and die.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's
like slipping that very snow really.
Yeah. It's a very believable threat.
Fucking
cool.
Ice pick doesn't get enough fucking grip on there, you're fucking gone.
Yeah, it's like it's cool because it's like an action movie, but without like the fucking AK-47s and shit.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
It almost didn't need that.
Yeah, it didn't. It could have done it without it for sure.
The fucking mountain alone was fucking bad enough.
Yeah, that was cool though. I remember in fucking what movie was it? Was it where they parodied that shit?
Ace Ventura 2.
Cliffhanger.
Ace Ventura with the monkey.
Ace
or
Ventura
the cat
2
or
in the beginning. No, is it the monkey in the beginning of Ace Ventura 2? That's like the opening scene.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't remember that.
So good. I think it was in the second Ace Ventura.
Yeah, it was the second one. It was the opening scene.
Yeah. That's so good.
I didn't watch that one too many times.
They're climbing upside down across the fucking big ass between two mountains, essentially. And it's just a fucking 1,000-foot drop or some shit, and the monkey's buckle breaks. He tries to hang on to him, but he fucking... Oh, wait, you know what? It's a raccoon. My bad. I'll take it back.
It's a raccoon. That's right.
It's a raccoon. Yep. My bad. I just remembered.
It's a fucking raccoon.
Poor little trash dumpster. Slips away. Trash pandas.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that nickname.
Trash pandas?
Yeah.
Trash pandas? Like, I've never heard that. That's hilarious.
You never heard that?
Like no.
I feel
great.
Like it was funny at first, but it's just like so overused now on the internet.
Yeah,
it's just like
true.
It annoys me.
I've never seen or heard that until right now. That's great.
It's funny now. Just...
It is pretty funny.
Sean's going to love it now.
Yeah, Sean's going to love it now.
I'm going to use the shit out of that.
It's great at first.
I can't wait until I see a raccoon in real life. I've never seen a fucking like live raccoon in the wild before.
I haven't.
Oh,
either.
Really?
Not like, oh, that's a raccoon. Look at him go. Like,
yeah.
You know, maybe just like, maybe like, I don't know. Maybe
we get
once,
a couple of them around
yeah.
here.
Yeah, we don't really get a lot of raccoons.
That's funny.
Raccoons.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I don't know what it just to me. It's like borderline like that like internet cringe. You know what I mean? Where it's yeah. just like where people are like lit tip or fucking whatever. You know, all those other stupid yeah. fucking things that people say on the internet.
It's
like
up
it's
there.
One of those things where it's just like I don't know, just gets annoying.
It's up there it's with fucking like, epic and fail.
Yeah, exactly.
Those I fucking oh my god, I couldn't yeah. stand that shit.
Exactly. What is it? Same. I get the same feeling.
People just overused epic for everything or. Fail.
It was like, oh, the party was oh. epic.
Total epic, man. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. You should go fucking make an epic car crash on the freeway, you piece yeah. of shit.
I remember we went to
epic
we
suicide. Visiting Mark.
One time we were visiting Mark in San Francisco, and for some reason, everyone that he knew was saying epic. It was just,
oh,
just
my God.
I fucking don't doubt that at all.
I was like, he was like, we're gonna go to the fucking park and there's an epic fucking cookout going on.
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
Dude, come on.
You didn't bring unless any buns like, to the hot dogs? Yeah, fucking
unless
fail.
Unless it's the end of the world.
Fail.
End of the world cookout. I could see that as an epic cookout. That's it.
Oh, man. The only, yeah, whatever.
Can we just talk more about hate pick. On epic and fail?
Yeah.
I can't wait for next year. It's going to be so good.
Cliffhanger, on the other note, is a pretty epic movie, I guess you could say.
Oh, God damn it. I hate Cliffhanger now because you said it's epic. You ruined
I take
it
back
for
my
me.
Oh, shit.
I'm just doing what the kids well, do, bro.
Yeah.
Let's hit.
Hello, fellow kids.
You're listening. Stop using that goddamn word.
Oh, shit. Well, Matt, you're up again. What do you got?
All right.
God damn it.
Well, this was going to be my number three pick, but I'm going to use it now. And I'm going to go for another 93 movie. This is a biopic oh. called Alive.
You motherfucker.
Oh, man.
God. I didn't know you knew about that movie. That was my next pick.
Oh, me either. Man. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that's going to be a solid save.
God
I was
going to
say,
it.
Who
I'm
didn't watch this
so
shit as a
mad.
Kid?
God damn.
I thought Mike only knew about that movie, and that's it.
Oh, no. I don't know. For some reason, we had this shit on fucking VHS, and we watched it all the goddamn time at my grandma's house.
I can see that.
How is that a movie you watch?
I don't know. I don't know how we got this. I think we probably had like a free trial of HBO, and we just started videotaping whatever we could.
It was like, fuck it. Record everything. Right. We're not going to have HBO forever.
Yeah. We ain't signing up for this shit. It's
$50
a month. Man, that movie was fucking...
That movie is so
that.
Fucking good.
I don't know
that
if
was,
I was
I think,
too young to
first,
watch it,
like,
but...
Yeah,
it's
I was just
first,
thinking the same thing.
Totally.
My first cannibal movies. That was kind of weird.
Yeah. I was just thinking the same thing. I was like, I don't think I probably... Like, that was the first, like, real life, but, like,
yeah,
adult movie that I probably watched.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Okay, they crash. This is cool. Because I think I originally was drawn to it because it reminded me of the book Hatchet. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
where
yeah.
there's a plane crash and they got to survive. And I'm like, yeah. That sounds cool. And then you get sucked into this story because it's a really fucking well-made movie.
Uh-huh.
I forgot that fucking Ethan Hawke was in that movie. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it's like it's one of the first movies.
Yeah, I'm looking at the cast and I'm like, holy shit.
I or we started watching it because like, oh, it's a fucking rugby team. That's probably a cool movie. And
yeah,
it was
yeah,
not
yeah.
about really rugby at all.
It's not about rugby.
It's fucking Uruguayan fucking rugby team. If you're not familiar, it's based on a true story.
Yep.
Uruguayan really rugby team. Yeah, their plane crashes in the fucking Andes, and they're literally just trying to survive before they get found.
Yeah.
Or do they get found?
I don't know. You have to read the book.
To survive. Ooh, watch the fucking movie.
The movie
oh, they made a book
you.
Out of that?
They made a book out of that?
How long were they out there for? I can't remember. Was it like almost a month or something?
No, it's a few. It's like 2 months.
Two months.
Yeah.
2 months. Oh, shit.
There you go. 2 months. Nailed
Jesus.
It. In the fucking dead of winter.
Yeah, dead of winter. Yeah, so if you haven't seen it, there's a minor spoiler alert. They basically start eating each other to survive.
Yeah, they have to. They're eating
they eat each
toothpaste
other
and
alive.
Yeah, alive.
And they find like a Hershey bar, a tube of toothpaste,
chocolate.
And, yeah.
Yep. Champagne. They drink a lot of champagne, or is it wine?
Yeah, they do.
It's one of the two.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
cool.
It's like all
the I remember
was.
Being super excited when they like start to like they figure out how to like melt the snow to make water and shit like that. That was cool.
Teach
I was
themselves
like, hey,
how to
that's
survive.
Cool. I'm going to, like, I'll remember that for the rest of my life. And I still do.
Yeah. I hope I
never stranded.
Movies like that, like, hope I'm like, I kind of wish I'm like, I'm never involved in that situation, but I kind of wish I do just so I can fucking, like, do that type
Show
of shit.
Show off your skills.
To live.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, wait a minute, guys. I've
so
seen
fucking
I got
cool.
this covered,
yeah.
guys.
I handle this.
Pretty sweet.
Oh, man.
And I didn't know this was narrated by John Malkovich.
I didn't know that either. Crazy.
Yeah, I remember
didn't even
that
know
movie.
There was narration in this movie.
Yeah, no, thinking back,
it's
I'm
very vague.
The same thing.
Yeah, it's very vague. Yeah, I think it's in
it's
the beginning.
Like the beginning
maybe.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe at the end. Who knows?
Man, fucking great movie.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I was totally thinking that might survive till my next pick.
Dude, I didn't know anybody else fucking knew about the movie but us.
I'm glad I fucking said it now.
I knew, Sean, I knew that you watched it because we watched
yeah,
it together.
Yeah, that was going to be my number
that
two.
Was about it.
That was either going to be, my number one was going to be Out Cold or this.
Yeah.
Well, you can thank Sean that I picked it, so. I was going to say Al Colden cliffhanger.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Dude, my favorite, like, oh, most well. Memorable scene from this movie is when they fucking, like, that seat is crushing that lady's legs, and they have to, like,
pull out. Yeah.
That stands out so much in my head always. God, so gnarly.
What was that movie rated? Oh, it was rated R, okay. Jesus Christ.
Should have been.
Pretty graphic.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, was that? There's no way that was not radar, but
it's,
was.
It's like graphic, but it doesn't really show a lot. It's just like a lot of weird,
no.
like, a lot of like gut-wrenching like situations that you don't see, but you know yeah. are happening.
I feel like that's when like horror and stuff like that works best, though, is when you don't see everything. You know,
yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
Your fucking mind gets to fill in those blanks. Mm-hmm. And it fucks you up.
They probably just dropped the F-bomb a shit ton.
Yeah,
get
probably.
The R rating. I don't, yeah,
I mean,
I don't think there's a lot of
eating people. I think that's like crossing a line that you don't want to
yeah.
show to kids.
They start eating each other's butts, literally.
Yeah,
yeah, they do.
I always remember
they eat
that.
Their butts.
Like, well, anytime someone says like, "Well, if we die, you can eat me," I'm like, "Well, I'm going for that butt first.
Go for that butt, girl.
Get that trunk." But yeah, but they don't really show it though, because like the whole body's
not
covered
really.
In snow, besides
yeah.
like the section they cut.
No, no.
And it's from like a far away. It's not like close up or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking Alive.
Good,
good
old
movie. Good movie.
Yeah.
Butt Eat.
Good old Butt Eating Fucking Alive.
It's a Butt Eating Fucking
Alive. Right. Butthole Surfers.
Number. Butthole Surfers. Like an avalanche coming down the mountain. Oh. All right. You're up, Sean.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh,
number five.
Back to business.
Man, I'm kind of all sorts of misaligned here.
A little discombobulated.
Oh, man.
There's like two movies that I'm surprised haven't been picked yet.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at one. That
one for sure. One for sure.
Yeah.
Fuck
Although
it.
There's one I'm really surprised Matt didn't pick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does it involve a dog?
Maybe.
I got a couple dog movies.
You got a couple dog movies? Shit.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any dog movies on these.
Some huskies?
I think I got
Come
like
on.
Maybe one or two dog movies. No. Not like full-on dog movies, but dog movies with a dog in it.
That's got to be a new list, dog movies. There's
yeah.
a, there's
I'm telling
a lot
you, we
got to
do dog movies.
We can do dog movies.
That's our next list. There's a lot of dogs.
I'm going to warn you now. I'll probably cry during the episodes.
Yeah. At least twice.
Nothing ever happens good for dogs.
Shit.
Damn, this is fucking tough. I'm just gonna.
Is it though? Is it?
Is it though?
It kind of is for me. It kind of is. I don't really have much serious movies left.
Oh, Jesus!
So, I'm just gonna go Groundhog Day.
Fucking Groundhog Day.
There you go.
After all that,
there you go.
There's fuckers. Snow in that movie.
Yeah, there is. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's snow in there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just,
yeah, remember what's his nuts? Fucking
the whole thing is like snow.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I know. Christ.
He relives the same snow day over and over.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely plays a part. Faux show.
Faux show.
Groundhog Day is good.
It's
did you not
good.
Like
right.
Groundhog Day, or did you not see Groundhog Day? Matt?
I've seen it. I just don't think it's as great as everyone
oh,
thinks
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the similar boat. Like,
really?
I think it's a good movie.
I, like
I don't know
lot.
If it's as great as everyone says.
There's
it is.
Better Bill Murray's movies out there than Groundhog.
Oh, clearly,
there's
much better.
I mean,
Bill
it's
Murray's
definitely better
there.
Than
I feel like
Scrooge.
That's like the one
that's
that stands out
sure.
sometimes.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, Scrooge,
I'd take Scrooge over Groundhog
Scrooge
Day.
Scrooge is not a good movie.
Nah, fuck that. I'd take Groundhog Day over Scrooge
yeah,
anyway.
Scrooge is
fuck
not good.
Fuck balls to all y'all. I'll take Scrooge.
Scrooge is...
Scrooge is fucking bullshit.
I'll fucking
Scrooge
you right now.
Come on. Get your Scrooge ass out of here.
Groundhog Day is great. Come on, Andy McDonald. Andy McDonald, come on.
That was fucking great. Ain't that some shit? Oh man. Is we've been doing this too long to
Ain't that about a bitch.
We're going into the giggle zone now.
Yeah, seriously.
It's only 9 o'clock. It's not even 9 o'clock right for you guys.
Fucking not even 9 o'clock yet.
It's only 5:47 for me.
Oh man. What were we talking about?
Groundhog Day. Come on. It's got the lovable Andy McDonald. It's great.
Yeah. But wait, what were we talking about?
Groundhog Day.
Andy McDonald's in Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
Andy McDowell.
McDowell. That's one of them.
The one from fucking Multiplicity.
Yeah. I think he's meant Andy McDonald.
Such a great movie. I got another movie on my list that pertains to that also. So I'll shout that out.
Is it Groundhog Day?
what else
yes.
is
yes.
It's, wait, what movie were we talking about again?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, that's right.
Yeah, Groundhag. Groundhag Day. Groundhag.
Groundhag.
What is it connected to?
What were we talking about?
I got another movie on my list that's connected to...
What's the song that he wakes up to every day? I Got You, Babe.
I Got You, Babe. Yeah, the Cher song.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Sucks. It also plays homage to it's the birth of the fucking Shahulud quilt. You know, it's gonna be cold, it's gonna be gray, and it's gonna last you for the rest of your life. So fuck, dude. I didn't see Groundhog Day till like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and that blew my fucking mind when I found out that quote was from that movie. Because I've listened to that fucking record like probably 10 years before that, and I never knew what it was from. I never looked it up. I never really like thought about it. When I saw that, I was funny. Oh shit, my fucking head exploded. Because think about it. That's a weird fucking quote to like from that movie to use. Like,
it's a weird movie to take a deep quote. Not deep, but like kind of a dark quote from.
Yeah, for a fucking fucking hardcore band. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's great.
That's funny. Well, what movie were we talking about again?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, Mike.
Oh yeah, okay. Sorry.
Jesus, you got Alzheimer's or something?
Just trying to keep the spirit of Groundhog Day within our...
I know what you're doing. Oh, really? I see what you're doing, and I don't like it.
Yeah. We're trying not to play along.
I see what you're doing, and I don't
Fuck
like
you
it.
Guys, then. shit. All right, I got two in a row here.
Oh,
and
fuck.
Surprisingly, my top three are still all there. Well, I used one of my top three, but
well,
the other
good
two
for
are
you,
there.
Mike.
So I'm going to go with, in no particular order, I'm just going to go, I'll go alphabetical order since I have the choice. I'm
not
gonna
your favorite?
Nope, I'm just going alphabetical order.
Okay.
I'm going Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, damn, I didn't even think of that one.
Did not expect that.
You're goddamn right.
Wasn't even on my list. It is a good movie. It wasn't even on my list.
Yeah,
that's really... all about like skiing and all that shit.
That's true.
I didn't even think about it. Not going to lie.
It's so good.
It is a good movie, though. I'll give it to you.
It's a ski resort. There's ice sculptures going on. There's a guy cutting ice sculptures with a chainsaw. You don't know if he's going to lose his arm.
Yeah, Crispin Glover. It's great.
It's such a fun...
Crispin Glover?
I think the movie just surprised the hell out of me. Like, I think I went into it thinking it was going to be so goddamn stupid.
So bad.
And I was like, I literally was like, how is this a movie that got made? And then I watched it and I was like, it wasn't bad.
Makes sense.
It's pretty funny.
Now I get it.
Yeah, it was funny. It's funny enough,
good.
You know.
It's good.
Yeah. Fucking John Cusack. Clark Duke's fucking great in it. Yeah. Clark Duke.
Yeah, he's like the main reason I saw it.
I love fucking Craig Robinson. That dude's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's great.
Fucking Rob Corddry is good. That whole fucking main lineup is really good.
I could have done without John Cusack.
I was just
about
to say
that. I'm not a huge Cusack fan. But he plays that, like, that role was really good for him.
Yeah,
like
that's
it was
true.
Like the perfect John Cusack role.
It's a very
it's
like 80s
callback
movie.
To that fucking one movie.
Yeah, it's a very 80s fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like very weird
science. Yeah, I think that
it's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely even like what was that movie that was in The Endless Summer? Like it was kind of like the opposite of that, like a similar story but in the winter instead of in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, solid movie. I like that movie. Even the sequel wasn't that bad. Like not as good as the first, but not bad.
I don't Never know saw why I feel like I did, but I kind of, I'm pretty sure I like lost interest at some point in the movie. I just like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
Just stop
I didn't think it was
shit.
That bad.
I'm pretty sure I know I finished it, but I just like I don't remember a fucking single thing from it. You know what I mean? Just kind of like boop, that's saw it erased from my memory.
Yeah. It, like I said, it wasn't great, but it wasn't. I didn't think it was terrible either. It was what it was. The first one was definitely better though.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, faux show. Did they even have like a ski race? What the hell? I'm trying to remember what the hell happened at the end of that. Something like were they supposed to have like
don't they like fight or something?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, it was supposed to be a fight. I was like, what was the big climax at the end?
Yeah, like why did they go back in time?
Fucking they because of the ski patrol guys and all that bullshit. That's funny. All right, so Hot Tub Time Machine, and then my next one for pick number 7, I'm going to go with, and I hope I steal this one from Matt. I'm going to with I'm going to go with The Thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never saw that movie. I saw that movie on a lot of lists.
How you like that?
How you like that?
I love that movie, but I don't know. I like it being as like a horror movie list. I don't want to fuck around with snow movies.
All in the goddamn winter.
I'll give you that.
It does popping up a lot. I don't even know what the fuck. Never seen it.
You never watched it?
You never seen it? Oh, man.
No. I don't think
where
so,
are they?
Sean.
The fucking Canada? Antarctica. They're in Antarctica.
Yeah.
And they're fucking like scientists doing some fucking research and
doing some science stuff.
Doing some science shit. And then they find some dead people and like, what the fuck's going on? This other
what the fuck is this?
Crew. This other scientist crew's dead. What's going on?
Some of this and cool then, dog running up to me.
Yeah, what's up with this dog? And then Kurt Russell's like, hey, man, what's going on here? And then some crazy alien shit starts happening.
He's not cool with that.
No, he's not cool with that. And he's fucking got blowtorches going and all sorts of shit.
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
I was thinking about it, but I didn't want to name it twice.
Yeah, that's true. Like, did you get it in the horror movie one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you actually got it. Yeah. I remember talking about it, but I don't remember if it was actually your pick or not.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, I don't remember that movie coming up, so I have no idea.
We should do like a recap episode where we go through all the picks.
I don't remember half the shit I picked anyway, so.
A year-long picks.
Let's run them down.
We could be like, who had the best three movies? We could rank the three movies.
We could rank our ranks.
Rank our ranks, yeah. We'll get meta with that shit.
Goddamn.
Yeah. The Thing's fucking great, though.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking solid movie. Yeah. Kurt Russell, fucking Wilford Brimley.
Diabetes
motherfucker.
Is he still alive?
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
I haven't heard otherwise.
He does not have a died on his IMDb.
He has not.
Dude, that motherfucker is still right. I knew it.
Those commercials
paid off.
He was born
in 34.
Jesus.
34. Shit. Goddamn. So
before the war.
He's 78?
Wait, 66. 88. Yeah, 66. Yeah, shit. Wait, is that right? 66 plus 7, 83?
93?
He's up there. Is he in his 90s? Hold on.
I don't know.
He's climbing the ranks.
Wait, when was he born?
34.
He's 83.
Okay, 83. That's still fucking old.
That's crazy. God damn.
Diabetes. He's taking care of his diabetes, so that's good.
Yeah, he's got that shit under control.
He's got it on lockdown.
Got it on lock.
The fucking lock mayor of diabetes.
Mayor of Diabetes Town.
You ever visit diabetes? They got good waffles over there.
They got good waffles.
Sugar-free
maple
waffles.
Syrup. Maple syrup everywhere. Oh, man.
Sugar-free syrup sucks. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's terrible.
God, that shit's
what's the point
awful.
Of syrup if you're not having fucking sugar?
So dumb. Yeah.
Thing's great. James Cameron movie. Fucking
peak of horror 80s movies. It was
so
good.
I can see that, yeah. Yeah, the fucking... practical effects and shit are awesome in that movie.
Man, top notch.
Yeah. And I think part of it's just like how the movie was shot. Like it accentuates like it by like kind of hiding some of the flaws in the practical effects stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's part of why it's so good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because of all that shit. So great movie. Good horror movie. Solid horror movie.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Good snow movie. Snow plays a part in that.
Oh, for sure. You know?
Faux show.
Fucking isolated as fuck out there.
Yeah, seriously. Like, where are you going to go? Nowhere. You're in the fucking middle of nowhere in fucking snow.
You can't take a walk if you wanted to. You're stuck inside.
Yeah, seriously.
It's too cold.
Fucking hitchhike in Antarctica? No. You're fucking stuck, man.
Yeah. There's only one helicopter. Can't go out all
where
the time.
Where are you going? Nowhere. Going nowhere. So, All right, so The Thing, that's my pick, number 7.
That's your last pick too, right?
That is my last pick, Jesus.
Shit, hope you loved it.
Hope you fucking loved it.
Hope you liked it a lot. Hope it was worth it.
Oh, shit. So, that means, Sean, you're up.
Oh, shit, I'm up. I don't have many serious movies left. I got jokes on jokes. Classic, right?
I guess.
I feel like this movie should be on the list. I don't know how it hasn't been picked yet.
It might be.
It's got like the title of the movie in the title of the goddamn theme.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Let me guess. Snow Day.
Never
seen that one.
Come on. Chevy Chase.
Snow Day's pretty good.
Cabin Boy. Chevy
Chase, that was a Disney movie, right?
No, yeah. I think it was a...
Was it?
I don't know.
It was a fucking like Nickelodeon movie, I think.
Yeah, it was actually. Nick at Night movie.
Yeah.
A Nick at Night?
Yeah, it was a Nickelodeon movie.
It was a Nick at Day movie.
Nick at Day.
Nick at Day movie.
Oh, shit, that's hilarious.
It's got, mom plays... what the hell? She's in something I've seen like recently. I'm like, oh, that's just fucking mom from Snow Day. Like randomly as shit too. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, Jean Smart.
Nah, she divorces someone. The fuck? Oh, she's in Celtic Pride. That's what it is.
Oh.
Not a new movie. I watched that recently. I was like, oh, that's a chick from Snow Day.
Celtic Pride.
She plays Daniel Stern's wife/ex-wife, which is kind of funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That lady's great. But yeah, it's a good movie.
Fucking Iggy Pop is in this movie?
Yeah, I think he's like a weird fucking...
Like a teacher or something?
Something, I don't know.
Principal Mr.
Zellweger?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember watching this, but I don't remember much about it. I remember there being like... It's like a colossal like snowstorm that hits like a town that normally doesn't hit, or it's like unexpected or something. So it's just like... The snow shuts the town down because they weren't expecting it or something along those lines. And everything's just
a lot
like
of snow.
Shut down. Yeah, it's just a lot of snow. So everyone gets a snow day. Like everything's canceled. I don't remember what the fuck the plot is. Like, is that really all it is?
It sounds like it. The
kid tries to like get his like dream girl, and she's like dating some other douchebag, so he tries to win her over with like a whale necklace. It's the chick from Orange County. She's in it also. But she doesn't play the love interest. She's like his friend. Who's like the chick friend who they really
who ends
belong
up being
to.
The love
yeah,
interest.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
One but, of those movies, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But she's in it. It's pretty cool.
One of those movies.
Good movie.
One of those fucking
One of those.
I'm reading
Cabin
Boys. I'm reading the,
Cabin Boy's great in it. He plays a fucking
Cabin
crazy
Boy is good.
Yeah.
Plow driver with a parrot. He's got a bird or something.
Yeah.
Right?
He's got a bird?
Yeah, he's got a bird friend. He's one of
those
crazy
bird on TV.
Oh, that bird.
I'm reading the trivia for Snow Day, and it says a real bank heist took place near the filming location, and the felons drove right past the production assistant who immediately alerted everyone on set.
Damn, that's awesome.
The felons were surprised to see that they were driving through a film set.
That's awesome. Shit.
Shortly before driving headlong into a fake snowdrift.
Fuck yeah.
The police immediately apprehended the two bumbling crooks to the amusement of the set. That's hilarious.
Dude, that's like the fucking
That should have been
scene.
The fucking movie.
Yeah, as I said, did they use that footage?
You know, that movie, that sounds like Trapped in Paradise, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it does a little bit. That's funny.
That's like, yeah, that's pretty good. Which is another great snow movie, but we've mentioned it before.
Yeah. Yeah. It says that this film was originally going to be an Adventures of Pete and Pete movie.
Oh, really? That's cool.
What the fuck? How does that make sense?
Should have made it a Pete and Pete movie.
I don't know.
That's weird.
Another fun little tidbit. This trivia page for fucking Snow Day is awesome.
It's fucking loaded.
Yeah. It said Chevy Chase was complaining on the Rosie O'Donnell show because filming in Edmonton, Alberta was incredibly cold.
Oh, go figure.
No shit. There wasn't enough blow there, so.
Yeah.
Is that what he did? Shit. I don't know. What's a weird Chevy Chase?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's that weird, like, what's that thing with Chevy Chase everybody, like, gets on him on? I don't get it.
Is that like, Community show somebody, or something he was on?
Oh, Community show. Community's awesome.
Was it on there like, and there was like a hated like, him or something?
Yeah, I think
He didn't. He kind of clashed like with the. He clashed with Dan Harmon, the creator, writer, director guy.
Oh, okay.
They just kind of like clashed while filming.
Oh. I thought he was like a diva or something. Like he fucking always complained about something on set.
Yeah, well, he did, but they both like have like similar. Like Dan Harmon's kind of like a not notorious guy, but he's like he's very like strong headed with the stuff that he writes and like his vision.
Oh.
And I guess Chevy Chase like always wanted to like improv or do something different, and so they just kind of clashed. Like they just had different working styles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two big heads in the same room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, all right. Snow Day, number 8.
All right.
That means, Matt, you are up with the final pick.
Oh, last pick. All right. I think I'm going to go with the sleeper hit here. I don't know if you guys heard of this one, but I'm going with Ethan Hawke's 1991 movie, White Fang.
Ooh, White Fang, eh?
Another Ethan Hawke hit, huh? How about it?
Yeah. Piggybacking off the thing a little bit, which... I didn't know this. I saw this on Wikipedia today, that husky dog in White Fang is the same dog from The Thing.
Oh,
in
wow.
In the beginning. That's,
no that's shit. That is pretty cool. Yeah,
it's kind
of
cool.
How we got all sorts of connections.
Yeah, this movie is 91. What was 80, or Thing, 82, 83?
Yeah, that's kind of a long, like, you know, for like a dog actor, you think that, I mean, it's not like he was a puppy. you know what I mean?
He must have been like one or two in The Thing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, good for him. He had a nice long career as a dog.
Yeah, he had a great, a luxurious career.
He was hanging out in the snow where he should be.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, shit.
Was it, what kind of breed was it, though? Yeah, that was a good movie. I seen that.
Yeah. I remember watching it a couple times.
It's been a while.
It was really good.
Yeah. I read the book in school, and that's the extent of it.
Yeah. Mm. But, you know, I just love those dog-human relationship movies. Fucking pulling the heartstrings every goddamn time.
Was it a Malamute mix, or was it a full husky? Let's get real. Let's get down to business.
Here it says wolf dog on Wikipedia.
Wolf dog. Oh, was it wolf dog? So it was a hybrid.
Good old wolf dog.
So it was a hybrid. Okay. So that's a different story.
One of those crazy hybrid dogs.
Then I can see them being living a lot fucking longer than average dog, because they do.
I would actually think the opposite. I would think that they die quicker because of
the dog,
because of like
DNA would fuck up the wolf DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think that like wolves in general don't live as long as dogs. Yeah. So therefore,
but if they're not in fucking the wild for sure, but if they're kept in captivity of some sort, then they'll probably live a pretty long time.
Yeah.
Fucking, I saw on Reddit fucking like a couple weeks ago, the oldest wolf on record was 19 years old. He's still kicking.
That's awesome.
It says that in the wild, wolves live 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, as I say, they probably get picked off kind of quick.
Yeah. Just 19 years old.
They say life expectancy generally is 10 to 18 years. So
Of an actual wolf?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's a wolf dog? What are we looking at wolf dog years?
What about wolf dog?
Let's see. Wolf dog hybrid.
Is that a plus or a minus on his life?
Wolf dog hybrids live 12 to 14 years in captivity.
Yeah. There you go.
Captivity, not in the wild. Yeah.
It says there's a myth that hybrids are healthier than dogs and are less prone to disease, but that's a myth. They're not. They're the same as a domestic dog.
Yeah.
They have the same type of lifespan as a domesticated dog.
So, I mean, if you think it's they're pretty close to like the husky mix because.
Yeah.
Our husky's fucking 11, 12, almost, I think, 11, something like that. She's still fucking kicking.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a used dog. You never know.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows?
Oh, man.
That makes sense.
White
though.
Fang.
I mean, that dog
movie.
Has his.
I haven't seen
he's
that
got
in
his
a
while. Own. He's got his own Wikipedia page. His name is Jed.
Jed? That's a cool
fucking
dog name.
Fucking Jed.
His full name is Jed Wolf.
Jed Wolf.
That's fucking great.
Jed Wolf. So
how long did he live?
He was born in 77. He died. He died in 95.
Jesus.
Holy shit! So he's
18 year dog.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Way to go, Jed.
Fucking Jed, living it up.
Fucking left the goddamn
Wolf.
Yeah.
Jed
left
Wolf
the legacy behind him.
Was he in any other movies?
He was in White Fang. White Fang 2: Myth of the White Wolf. The Journey of Natty Gain. I never heard that one.
I've heard of that.
And The Thing.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. Yeah. Swear to God, I
have. Fucking liar.
I never seen it, but I heard of it. Was he in that Cuba Gooding Jr. movie, or was that too late?
No,
he was. Fucking Snow Dogs?
He was only in those Snow four Dogs? Movies. White Fang 2 was his last one. That was 94.
I thought you said he was in The Thing.
Uh-huh. And the four movies. The, oh, Thing, The Thing, Journey of Natty Gain, which fucking Sean loved, apparently. And
I've White heard Fang of it. Movies. I haven't seen it. I've heard of it. That's it.
Oh, shit. All right. White Fang, huh?
Yeah. Let's go.
I was going to say something, and I completely forgot what the fuck I was going to say. Oh, Sean, did you ever go to the, there's like a wolf fucking sanctuary here. Did you ever go to that with us?
No, we went to one here, and it was completely tragic and catastrophic.
You should, next time you come up here, we should go. Mm. It's actually pretty nice. It's not bad.
Okay. Yeah, the one here was very life-changing and very traumatic for us.
No, this one's pretty neat.
It was bad.
Bad news. They take good care of the dogs here.
Yeah, it was bad news here. Fucking hell.
That sucks.
I'll never fucking forget it. It was fucking awful. Like,
well, that's a bummer.
There was a wolf that got killed in front of us.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like we were walking up to it, and there was a lot of howling going on, you know, a lot of barking and shit. We're like, "Oh, that's cool. Maybe they're feeding them. That'd be tight." No, they were just ganging up on one of the wolves and killing it.
Wait, all the other wolves?
Yeah, all the other wolves killed one of the wolves.
Damn. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was the most traumatic thing I've ever seen in my life.
How many, like, packs did they have there?
Dude, it was one big cage, and there was, like, 20 of them.
Oh, that's why. You can't fucking do that.
Dude, you can't do that.
That's crazy.
And there was just, like, certain other older, like, other wolves just, like, fucking crying out outside of the pack. In the corners, just fucking like trying to save it. It was fucking.
Yeah,
God,
that's
awful.
Fucked up.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude. They've had a lot of instances like that, apparently. We read up afterwards. That's definitely not the first time it's happened.
Yeah, and you can't have that many like wild animals in a fucking one cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't, they weren't even like feeding them or anything. They just fucking, one of them fucking crossed the line in the other pack, I guess, and fucking, they just.
That's
fucking,
crazy.
It happened in like less than 30 seconds. He was just like not moving on the ground.
Jeez. Oh man, that's brutal.
It was fucking bad. And we were reading up on it at one point before that. I think it was a few years ago. There was either like a storm or something happened, and a lot of the wolves got out and were just like fucking like tagging deer all over the place and got into like the deer pens and just like fucking like went wild.
Record shop.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. There's a woman there that's been there for a long ass time, and she can walk into the middle of that pen surrounded by all of them and just like have complete control. One of the dudes I know, one of my buddies here, they know the kid, like that's his mom or something. And he was like telling the story at one time. He's like, "Oh, I've been there fucking." And he was the one that told me about this. Like they all got loose and this woman single-handedly just went into the fucking woods and like, captured them,
rounded them up.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Fucking nuts. So crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah, but man, yeah. So we don't go to that anymore.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I would.
The sanctuary here, there's like four or five different like pens, and there's like bunch of different. Like they like when they get a new one, like they introduce them. Like they have like these other like side pens to each of the
naturally.
Pens
yeah.
to see how they get along with each different pack,
yeah,
and be like,
out.
All right, well, they're getting better with that pack, so we'll try to introduce. Like they do like a slow introduction, and like they're really good. The one here, that's crazy.
Yeah, they probably have like the pack leaders or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they definitely have shit like that figured out. That's nuts.
Yeah, it was fucking wild. That shit was satisfying.
Well. After that, Debbie Downers.
Yeah, right?
It might not be a good idea to do a dogless movie.
What about The Gray? You guys seen The Gray?
Hey, that one deserved it, all right?
Yeah. That was a good movie. Good winter movie.
That's on my honorable mention list.
Yeah. Liam Neeson fighting fucking wolves. That's cool.
Yeah. Getting those mini bottles on his fucking hands.
Yep. I think we've mentioned that before somewhere. I don't remember when.
I think so, yeah.
Have we?
But I think so. I don't remember what.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Good movie, though. What we got? Fucking Ice Age. That's a fucking classic.
Oh, I didn't even think of that one. Oh, yeah. First one, it was really good.
Yeah, first one's amazing. Fucking Ray Romano as a fucking...
Is it the Mammoth?
What else do you need? You know, that's all you need. The Shining. Surprised no one mentioned The Shining.
Yeah, I thought of that, but I already named
it. Yeah, I just don't really think that was like a... There's kind of snow at the end. That's it. I don't know. Plus, it's more
at the end.
Anyway.
It's like it's the all whole over. Reason they're stuck there is because of snow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
not really like... It's more of a horror movie. I don't think of it as
yeah,
a snow
yeah,
movie.
That's what...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plus, we've talked about it a lot anyway.
Snow
makes a good backdrop. Snow makes a good backdrop for fucking horror, though.
Yeah, it does.
That's true.
Because
there's fucking 30 Days a Night. That's another fucking classic.
I had that on my list.
Yep. What else? Shoot some off, Matt. You're up.
Let's see. The Hateful Eight.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Another, like, snow causes them to be together type of thing.
Stuck in the cabin. That'd be great. For fucking, like, 2 hours straight.
Yep.
I just watched that, like a week or two ago. It's great.
Yeah, I think that's on Netflix now.
Yeah, it is.
I'm surprised no one... I thought Mike was going to name this one for sure. Fucking Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, I teetered with it. It was up there.
It's definitely kind of an obvious one, but...
Yeah.
That's definitely... I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, but I think that's definitely like the best one.
Yeah, that's my favorite trilogy. Too. Yeah, for sure. That's my favorite Star Wars.
I thought someone would say Home Alone.
Yeah, I was... I debated it.
Honorable mention. Yeah.
It's so Christmas-centric that I steered away from it.
Yeah. I think we did name that for a Christmas movie list.
Yeah,
too,
we did.
We've had it on. Yeah. We featured it before.
Yeah.
I got. What about you, Sean? You got any other ones?
Oh, yeah. Cool Runnings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I thought someone would say that.
Yeah.
It's enough.
This is my other link from Andy McDowell from... we were talking about Groundhog Day, and somebody brought up Michael Keaton.
Groundhog Day.
Somebody was talking about Michael Keaton movie.
What?
And I was like, oh, with Multiplicity, you know? She was like, oh, she was in Multiplicity. And then another movie.
But what
on
else
the list,
was she in?
Both of them are in. Oh, no, she's not in it, but Michael Keaton's in this movie. It's called Jack Frost.
Jesus Christ, that was the most convoluted fucking line drawing.
That's right?
That's a 7 degrees,
look,
man.
Andy McDowell's in Groundhog Day. She was also in Multiplicity. Michael Keaton was in Multiplicity. He was in Jack Frost. There you go.
No, I get it. I get it now.
I really want to do a 7 degrees list now.
Yeah, right? Where like every pick has to relate to the other movie.
Yeah,
so like, or at least maybe
Sean
the
does a movie
pick?
And then we have to go off of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a good movie. He plays a snowman who comes back to life because he dies. It's great. He plays harmonica and he's a blues.
He's still talking about it.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie? Come on.
I know of it, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's so cheesy.
Yeah, it's awful, but it's so great.
It's like the dad dies and he comes back as a fucking snowman.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's so cheesy.
Come on, he plays harmonica. It's funny.
It's so stupid.
That's the selling point right there. He plays harmonica.
That's all you need to know.
Fucking Frost.
My only other one that we haven't talked about is Ski Patrol because it's fucking great, which is also another relation because Out Cold is a replay is of Ski Patrol, like exactly.
Yeah. Ski Patrol is good,
which is why I probably like the two movies so good so much.
Yeah.
What else? There's the iconic scenes from Dumb and Dumber in the snow. Those are good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Homeboy gets his tongue stuck to the fucking pole. That's funny. That's fucking grade A comedy.
That fucking snowball always fucking kills me when he just chucks it right in her face.
Oh, it fucking nails her. Yeah. You want to have a cup of warm water, would you?
Yeah. There's a couple of hockey movies, but probably the most snow centric is Mystery Alaska.
Yeah.
A little small town hockey team getting shot at the big leagues. Get to play the New York Rangers. There's a couple of hockey players thrown in there, Phil Esposito and. I think Mike Myers does like a parody of fucking Don Cherry, which is funny.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. What else? I got another horror movie that we've mentioned in the horror list, Let the Right One In. Another one where like just the visuals of it are worth it. And similarly, not totally snow-centric, but a lot of it takes place in the winter, and there's some snow shots in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I take your word for it.
Fuck you. shit. We mentioned Trapped in Paradise. That's another classic one.
Ah, such a good movie.
Fucking, who's in that? Dana Carvey.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage and John Lovitz trying to rob a bank, get stuck, snowed in, can't leave.
Get
the Ref, another similar one, which is more like Christmas centric.
Yeah.
Fucking Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey.
Creepy Kevin Spacey now.
Creepy Kevin.
Creepy Kev. That's a good rap name. Creepy Kev.
Creepy Kev. Oh, man. What else? The Revenant. Fucking solid.
Oh man.
How did I not think about that?
Bear fight. Fuck.
Fucking wearing a bear. I am Revenant. That's a line from fucking POS song, Matt. That was a cool line.
Yep. That's really good.
I'm out here wearing a bear song. Wearing a bear. I am Revenant.
It's a good one.
Did you guys ever see that Snowpiercer movie?
Yeah, I didn't really care for it.
Yeah, it was all right. Like, part of me was like, okay. I think I just didn't expect anything of it, and I was like, it was better than... It looked like a shitty sci-fi movie, and it was actually a little bit better than that.
Yeah, the quality-wise, it's better than that, but man, when I saw it, it was just getting fucking overblown. Everyone was just raving about
really?
It.
Oh, really? I didn't know it ever got overblown.
Yeah, I was watching it. I was like, that's okay. I don't get the big deal about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it great.
No.
It was a fun, like, little hidden gem that it was just like... fucking on Netflix or something. I was like, let's just see what this is about. It's got fucking Captain America in it. See what this is going on. And I was like, it was all right.
You know, here's a little movie detail for you.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of Avengers, when they're doing that little shawarma scene.
Yeah.
And Captain America has like his hand on his face in the corner there. He's just kind of like leaning on the chair.
Yes.
He had the beard for Snowpiercer. That's why he had his hand there. He was covering it up.
That's funny.
Weird. What movie? Captain America movie?
And the first Avengers.
Oh, the first Avengers. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's
that.
Like a, it's a little after-credit
scene. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a little insider tip, you know?
Ooh. Whiteout. Did you guys ever see Whiteout?
Oh, no. I kept seeing that pop up when I was looking up snow movies.
Who's in that fucking...
It's the fucking Underworld chick, right?
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale. Yeah. That's based on a comic book by Greg Rucka.
Yeah.
The comic book is really cool. The movie's not as good, but still a solid movie. Like, they did a decent enough job with it.
Yeah.
But the comic book is fucking awesome, if you ever get a chance. Like, it's by Greg Rucka and Steve Lieber, and the art's kind of reminiscent. I don't want to say it's like Frank Miller reminiscent of like Sin City, like, you know, that style of Frank Miller, but it's all black and white. And it's like kind of chunky drawing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not as stylized as Frank Miller is, but it's got its own style. But yeah, it's good. I like that. There was a sequel to the comic book too. I don't know if, I'm trying to remember if they combined them for the movie. I forget. But movie's all right. Comic book was better, but decent enough.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, there you go. What else? You guys got anything else?
I got three more.
That's all I got.
Do them, Matt.
What else you got, Sean?
I got nothing.
Oh, okay. I got all name off. Fucking, I got four. I just talked about one. Fucking, it was my pick of the week.
Cool.
Wind River. Great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out. They're stuck in the snow. It's a fucking murder mystery. Perfect. Next one.
It's great.
Disney movie. Fucking Huskies again. It's going to fucking make you cry. 8 Below.
Yeah.
With Paul Walker. Fucking goddamn friendships with dogs. Fucking can't take it, man. It's going to fucking make me bawl my eyes out.
That movie's fucking cheesy as shit, isn't
Balto?
It?
Yeah, it's cheesy, but it has dogs in it. And it makes you cry.
What's it called? Huskies?
8 Below.
Oh, 8 Below.
8 Below. Yeah. I thought you said Balto.
I don't know.
Balto's
another one, though.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a cartoon?
I think isn't that a dog movie?
I think they made a movie out of it.
Yeah, but isn't it a cartoon movie?
I don't think so.
No. Yeah, it is a cartoon. It's a Husky.
Yeah, it's definitely a cartoon.
It is.
Oh, well.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's a movie. Whatever.
Fucking Kevin Bacon was Balto.
Yeah.
No shit. That's kind of cool.
Half wolf.
Another wolf dog. And the fucking, remember Dreamcatcher? That was a fucking weird ass movie.
Yeah, that was a weird fucking movie. Well, that's Stephen King story, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember watching that. Yeah.
It was like a weird fucking
stuck in the cabin?
Yeah, and then it turns into a goddamn sci-fi Independence Day
weird
movie.
Weird wolves, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say it was like spiders or aliens or some shit going on.
That movie fucking totally caught me off.
I forgot about that.
And last one is Just Friends. with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, man. I love that movie.
It's not Amy Smart. It's Chris Pratt's old wife. Isn't it?
Oh,
I think Amy Smart is in it too, though.
No, it's Amy Smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Amy Smart's in it.
The other chick's in it too.
Oh, yeah. She's like the crazy ex-girlfriend or some shit.
Oh, the chick from Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fuck's her name, goddammit?
Anna Faris.
Yeah, Faris, yeah.
She was married to Chris Pratt?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they were married for a long fucking time.
Yeah, they just recently split up.
Weird relationship.
I think they were together like before Chris Pratt was famous, and she was like, I think she was like not famous either. Like, yeah.
That's fucking bizarre.
Yeah, it is crazy. Man. Fucking Chris Klein plays that fucking asshole.
Yeah, that movie's so good.
That is a funny movie. They did a good job with that movie.
I have that on DVD, I think, too, still.
Can't forget about Snow Dogs.
Snow Dogs.
Is that the fucking Cuba Gooding Jr. one?
Yeah.
That is the one.
It's like almost the same movie as 8 Below.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Probably, yeah. Fucking, I saw this movie recently, Winter's Bone. Have you guys seen that? Fucking Jennifer Lawrence.
Never saw that.
It was like the one that she was nominated for Best Actress in, like way back in the day.
Yeah, it was like one of her like first ones.
Yeah, it was like the thing that kind of launched her into being like a legit actress.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty good. Like the story, it takes place in like the Ozarks, which is kind of neat. Like watching that after seeing the Ozarks show.
I was like, hey, but what a weird area.
But it takes place. Yeah, but it takes place in the wintertime, which is, cool. There's not a lot of snow. It's just like cold as shit. You know what I mean? It's like right before snow hits.
Yeah.
33 degrees.
Yeah. But the movie's really good. Basically like their dad or her dad is like a meth cooker and he's gets in trouble with the law.
That kind of snow.
Yeah. He gets in trouble with the law and
that's funny.
They're basically like, if he doesn't show up for his court date, you're going to lose your house. So like, it's kind of like a little mini detective thing. Like she goes out trying to find him and trying to piece together where the hell he is and what happened to him type of thing. So it was pretty cool. But yeah, I'm all tapped out too. That's all I got.
That's it. That's it for me.
All right. Well,
Dunzo.
Stay warm, everybody.
All right. Stay inside. It's cold as shit out.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Not in Vegas.
Nah, it's only like low 70s, high 60s right now.
Jesus Christ.
That's nice.
That's real nice.
I think it like dips back. I think it dips down next week into the 50s.
Yeah.
High 50s.
Too bad it's only nice there for like 3 months. The rest of the year, it's fucking hot as shit.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Oh, shit. All right. Later, dudes.
All right. Bye. See you later. You got planned. Carry you.